Aho and welcome across the veil. I'm April, your host and facilitator for the next hour. We are eager to share with you messages from those who are across the veil. Our program may be heard every Friday at this time. Across the Veil is the unique opportunity for you to connect with and communicate with those who are across the veil. This connection or communication may be with angels, masters, teachers, guides, loved ones, friends, or others who have preceded you across the veil, as they share their wisdom and guidance with those who are listening to help bring healthy balance to our lives. During this hour, I'm accepting phone calls, so please feel free to call at any time during the program. If you are having difficulty getting through, keep trying, because making the connections for you is important to those across the veil and to myself. If you're unable to get through during the program and you would like to send me an email to ask a brief question, you may do so by emailing me at april@whitewolfapril.com. That's white as in the color, wolf as in the animal, April as in the month. I'm also offering one-on-one readings over the phone or in person. If you're interested in this, email me, april@whitewolfapril.com, or telephone me at 907-357-7377 in Alaska. Visit my website, whitewolfapril.com, for more details. We offer a number of classes, online or in person. You may find out more about these classes on whitewolflearninginstitute.com. We also offer weekend rate retreats for learning and personal growth. With no further ado, let's see what those across the veil have to share with us today.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so happy to be with you this week. Last week we ran into some techno problems with my phone line and not wanting to connect good for us. We had a lot of rain up here and it was affecting us, but we've got it fixed, so I think we're good on our end as well. And I'm excited to be with you this week again, sharing messages from those that are coming in from across the veil. And it's been one amazing, amazing week. The morning has just been flowing with visitors coming in, and excited to be able to share messages with those that are listening to the program today and those that I have visited with already this morning, with appointments and that type of thing. We've had an amazing amount of energy with this eclipse that we just had, and it kind of brought old things to the surface and things that needed to be resolved and healed, and healing energy set into it. And it's important to heal those energies of your past and to heal the energies of the present and to heal the energies of our future. They were showing me in a time of meditation yesterday. I had one of those days yesterday when it's one of those things where you feel like you should just go back to bed and pull the covers over your head and say, okay, I'm going to get up and redo this thing. We all have them. I know we all do. So I decided I'm going to spend the day doing some meditation grounding and seeking for some answers and guidance. And one of my guides had come in, Red Blanket, and another guide, Spotted Pony, came in and had given me this information to share with you, the listeners of the radio, that I'm supposed to offer to you the opportunity to make connections with those who are across the veil and do it through the phone, because I know there's a number of you who are a distance away from Alaska, and if you're being able to get together for appointments would be very hard to do, and I normally have a set fee of $100 for that. And in this meditation time, they told me that it is so dramatically needed, that there are a number of people out there who need to make some contact, who need to make some connections. And they told me I need to offer that to those of you on the program who are hearing this, and that this is to be done on a donation basis for anybody who mentions that they got this message from me, from one of my guides, that it's a donation basis as long as you mention the Radio BBS. and that we will do these readings for you because it's really important. There's so many people that need to bring in some healing energy to themselves with some closure that needs to be happening. And that's one of the things that I was talking about before I mentioned that, was that it's so important that we send that healing energy into our past and that healing energy into our present and that healing energy into our future. And that can also be done through the connection and communication of those that are on the other side. Maybe we've lost someone that we need to make a connection with, or there's some emptiness, or there's not closure, or there's looking for an answer as to, you know, what happened, those type of things. And my guides were just, like, really pointing out the importance of this, how we need to get this information, and I need to make it available to you, because they're just right there wanting to share it and wanting to bring that information across. And one of the stories that I want to share with you was how we can bring that energy into our everyday lives and into our everyday situations. I had a group of ladies that we were driving home from a gathering that we had done, and the conditions were just horrible. It was raining terribly, and the fog was so thick. I mean, I couldn't even hardly see the headlights in front of the car. It was so thick, and we were just driving along, and it was kind of like one of those light knuckle moments, and I just was calling in the guides that I know who will go before me, opening my path and protecting me and helping and guiding as I was taking these women home. There were five of us. And out of the blue, all of a sudden in front of me, there's this gentleman who's standing there with his hands out telling me I needed to stop. And he was dressed in a full gown type of garment that went, you know, just kind of like shimmered in the fog, and it rested at his feet, and on his feet were sandals. And so I came to a stop, and after a few minutes, the ladies were like, "What are you doing?" I said, "I just know I need to stop." So I stopped, and one of the girls goes, "I think I can see red lights through the fog." And then a little bit later, an officer came through the fog and told us that there had been a bad accident, to put our four-ways on and to proceed just a little bit over to the edge of the road so that we wouldn't be right out in the main line of traffic, and that type of thing. And after a little bit, about 15, 20 minutes, the fog lifted enough that we could see when the road was being cleared away and when things were clear enough that we could move forward and we could go on and arrive at all the destinations that I was dropping folks off at on my way home. And I knew that I had been under a divine protection. I knew that I had set the energy and the intention of protection and guidance, and that my path would be cleared in front of me. And that's one of the things that they're showing us, is all we have to do is ask. All we have to do is allow them to help us, allow them to be there with us. A number of times since that incident, I'll be driving down the highway, and I'll notice I can feel that energy in front of me. And one incident in particular, we had a pretty severe blizzard, and I was coming down off of one of the passes in Colorado, and I couldn't see the road. It was just really bad conditions, and I thought, if I could just see telephone poles, if I could just see trees, I could get bearings, I could get... And I had sent the energy ahead of myself once again, asking for divine guidance, asking for divine protection, asking that anything that would be before me that needed to be healed, or anything before me that needed to have that divine source be there ahead of me, to be there. And once again, I saw the hem of the skirt and the sandaled feet walking in front of me. So I just followed them. I followed them home through the blizzard, and they were gone. As I got to a point in town where I could see where the streetlights were on, and you know, there were more traffic and visibility and things like that were more normal. But we can do that, and our guides and our angels and the masters and the teachers are going to be there with us, helping us do that. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, April. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
What you said, you know, it really does come from within us, the answers. So
yes, they do.
I'm still going to ask you the question. I've been in and out of a relationship with this gentleman, and
okay.
I don't know if it's me, I constantly feel there's a trust issue. And
okay.
I, you know what, I just broke up with him again, and I don't know really and truly am I feeling the truth, do you think? Am I, is it my insecurities? I don't know. I'm just puzzled.
Okay, you're kind of wondering why there's not some stability in there and why you're feeling the trust issues? Is that what your question is?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, that's correct. What I'm hearing, so I just wanted to make sure that's what I was hearing it correctly. What
but
I'm hearing,
clear.
And I see this female energy that's with you, she's very, I want to say she almost looks angelic, but yet almost fairy-ish type of energy. And she's kind of like that voice of conscience that wants to speak to you and wants to guide you. And she's trying to nudge you along and understanding that you need to follow that guidance that you're getting within yourself is what it's coming down to. She's there kind of giving you that inner voice like we talked about at the beginning of the phone call, giving you that inner knowledge, that inner knowing that something's not quite right and that you need to follow that. I think that the trust issues you have with this other person are not related to how you're interpreting them in your mind, but they're valid.
Okay. That's relief, yes. It's just confirmation. I love it. I appreciate it, April. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. Thanks for calling.
Always. Bye.
Bye-bye. As I was talking about drawing in that energy of protection and healing, we can do that with our children as well. I was coming home with a friend from Homer earlier this summer, and all of a sudden I looked at her and I said, I need to send and have you help me send some love and light and healing energy to my son. Something's not quite right. And about 15 minutes later, I get a phone call from him, and he said that he had gone into town to take care of some business and had ridden his motorcycle in. And out of nowhere, this woman came out and just hit him. And he said, Mom, it was like I could feel her reverberating off of my energy shield. I could feel her hitting that protective bubble, hitting that protective shield. And all it did was do like a little bent in the fender on his bike. And he was so happy. He goes, Mom, it was amazing. It was just so empowering when I could see that and I could feel that. And just before it happened, he goes, I saw your face, and I knew that you were sending me a little extra beefed up energy. He goes, you looked at me, you smiled and you nodded, and then you went on. And that's exactly how we can